Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret. Secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. Sarah Vinny Bryn Alex plants his flag in Uranus whenever you want him to, apparently.
I don't plant it whenever, you know, somebody wants.
What now?
Oh, you've said no to that?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna no. Stumped again.
I was talking about your wife.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that whenever.
Okay. I mean, I even built like a small fort in there because I visit so often. I like to have a place to, you know, hang out.
Has that slowed down for you, Alok?
They're still brand new and they have no kids.
Well,
why would it slow down?
I'm asking
down?
The question. Has it slowed? Because the asshole is the question.
He was saying that pretty much every time they have sex, he fucks her in the ass.
Well, and then he said, and I think he was just trying to like, I think he was trying to publicly dial it back because he was like, oh no, I don't do that as much anymore. And then like 2 weeks later, he goes, yeah, I was lying. I totally still do that. No, I was like, what is happening?
No, it's definitely dialed back. You know, I'm trying to... You know,
you're dialing it back, or
yeah, I think I'm dialing it back as far as like trying new things. You know, like
so you're
you know,
still fucking
like
butthole,
the vagina,
just yeah, the regular we're usually putting in, yeah.
So. All right.
So the answer is that you're doing it less in the back door.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
but you're still doing it just as many times a week.
Having
sex.
Yeah, I guess so. It gets with the schedules, it gets a little tough. So it's not as much as I'd like, probably, but. Yeah, when we do it, it's pretty fun. So.
Yeah, when you have a regular job, it seems like there's just more opportunity. And when you have to go to bed at 7 o'clock, or what time do you go to bed? Are you like a guy who's really stretching it?
I stretch it. Yeah, I'm late. Yeah, last night probably around 10-ish.
So.
I know.
A horror. What time do you wake up? 3.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do. You can't keep
every
that
weekend
up.
He stays up till like 4 a.m. gaming.
Well, he's young. Yeah, he's young. Uh-huh.
The problem is when I first started, I was not used to the schedule, so my body would just shut down at like 6. So I would go to sleep early. Now I'm getting kind of used to it, and it's actually a bad thing because now I'm like
functioning
not
on
getting tired.
3,
yeah.
4 hours of sleep.
It's like I have to make an effort to go to bed early. So, which
that's
is not
why
my
you know it's funny
specialty.
Because it's been look, it is our specialty. We've been doing this for 30 years, so it's like. It becomes all about that room being exactly what you need it to be. And the only thing you do in there is sleep. Like, you don't play. Your phone is never on in there. There's no TV in there. Mm-hmm. The temperature's exactly right. The lighting's exactly right. Like, you have to really, it becomes, You're still young.
Everybody shuts the fuck up.
Everyone shuts the fuck up. Yep, there's that. Which right now, while you don't have kids, is still a thing you can do.
Well, and maybe, who knows? You know, right now you're here and you're doing this, but you may end up having a career change where you're like, I'm doing radio, but I'm going to do nights or something that fits my schedule better. I do think there, and I've seen people along the way who have said, fuck that. Mornings is not worth it. And I get that. I do see why someone would say, yeah, it's ruining my I don't know, life experience. Like I love doing mornings and I love what we do, so I'm down. But I can see where people would say, like for me in general, I'd rather do middays or afternoons so I could go surfing in the morning.
I am 100% of the mind that the only thing that sucks about my job is the hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a fucking morning person. I've never been a morning person. I fucking hate getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Once I'm up though, I'm like, all right, lots of days, that's the worst moment of the day. And it's already in my rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, go. But man, when it's 6:30 and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna go to bed. I'm gonna read my book and I'm gonna go to bed. And John's all like, okay, bye. And he's waiting for me to leave so he can do whatever the fuck he does. Who even knows?
Get high and masturbate, duh.
Sure, okay, fine. Whatever it is he does.
Yeah, I mean, there's so... Plus, with podcasting becoming now a very competitive...
Yes.
I don't know.
Piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, I mean, that might be everywhere. Something you find yourself doing. Who knows? But for now, yeah, you've got to deal with these hours. Yeah. They're rough.
But you're never going to have fun like you're having right now, so it sucks to get up. But don't forget the Sarah and Vinny experience. Come on, man. This is fun.
No, it is. It's one of the funnest. I've never had a job this fun. Yeah. And just, yeah, being able to come in, it's all worth it. So.
Good. Yeah, that's good to hear.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true answer.
100.
You passed that test.
Okay.
Oh, star.
Test? Okay.
We got to get to an email today because we said we would.
Okay. This is a family situation thing.
Okay.
Here. Bryn has titled it, and I don't know if this was a title that you just gave it after reading the email. Or
sometimes it is.
Road to Hell is paved with good intentions.
Oh, that was them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they said that. Okay, here we go. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Alex. They put all everybody in there.
Oh. Thank you for including me.
That was really nice of them.
And they use my real name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not one of your many other weird names, eh-ho. I'm writing for your thoughts on a family situation. My adult sister lives with and takes care of our elderly parents. I'm very grateful that they're able to live at home because of her care. She doesn't work outside of taking care of them. They are all living on Social Security in a rental. So this sister has... basically pushed pause on her life. She's caring for the elderly parents.
We don't know if that's pause or if that's her saying this is
feels like the right thing to do.
The next, yeah, it might be the like, well, I guess what I'm saying is in some cases that was maybe her only option.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't working anyway. They figured Social Security is going to take care of everybody.
Doesn't mean that she's not doing something great. I'm just not sure if she pressed did she have something hot going on before that she pressed pause on? You never know.
Right. So here's the lady's question.
Okay.
Or possibly the man's question. They don't say. My question. I came into a $15,000 bonus that my sister knows about, and I told her I'm planning on giving it to her in the future. It's not enough. I know. It's not enough money to be life-changing, but it's a good amount to have at a juncture point, for example, when she will eventually need to move. I'm worried that if and when she needs financial help in the future, there will be friction within my own family coming up with money to help out. This bonus money I can safely set aside for her now for her. In part, I have a self-preservation reason driving my wanting to wait. I think it's better for me and for her. My issue is that she brings up the money from time to time and it's caused contention. I realize belatedly I probably shouldn't have told her I have it earmarked for her. My question is, should I give her the money now and hope it's not frittered away, or follow my gut feeling and give it to her when I know she really needs it? Thanks.
Well, this is too easy. give it to her right now.
Oh, God, no.
What?
That's exactly the what I what? Would not do.
Why? First of all, as someone who spoils surprises regularly, I can tell you, you got a big mouth. So to begin with, you're right. You should never have said that to her.
Right. You shouldn't
she
have told
now
him.
Is sitting there going, she's online while her parents are sitting there taking their, you know, fourth nap of the day. She's online looking at things she's going to buy with her 15K. Like, you've created a situation for her where, yeah, she needs that money. Give me my money. Why would you?
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
You've just told her you're going to give her $15,000.
Someday.
Anyone would want that now. Someday. So don't be that way about it. If she fritters it away, that's her mistake. Is she an idiot?
Well, we don't know the answer to that. Here's the thing. If you give her the money now, it will be gone when she needs it. And when she's going to need it is after your parents are dead and she's going to move in with you. Because she has nowhere else to go. And she's not going to be getting the Social Security from the two elderly parents who are, and I don't know her age, and maybe they're all three on Social Security. I don't know what the situation is. She doesn't give a lot of ages or any of that stuff. But this person is saying that they have a family and they have obligations to their own family. Look, you shouldn't have said anything about the fucking money. And that was a huge mistake on your part. Put it into an interest-bearing account. Do not put it on the stock market. Just fucking sit it there. And when she asks you, just say, please stop asking me about that money. That money is for when you move. That's going to help you get to a first and last on a decent apartment or someplace for you to live. And that's going to get you through until you get back on your feet.
But
after
is
mom
it
and dad
ready
died.
For withdrawal? Can you withdraw that right now?
No, I can't.
You told
I
me you'd give me some money.
Yeah, I put it into some kind of investment.
You
thing
know
that
what
I can't
bought
get it
the
out
other
of.
Day with some with a bonus that I had received was a CD, and it was funny because I thought, huh. See, you know, because I just got
an
burned.
Investment. I was like, what a disc?
No,
Oh, I was like, why would he buy? Like, does he even have a CD
I was
player?
Like, don't
no.
you have Apple Music
you
now?
Bring it back.
A certificate of deposit.
Yeah, I bought a CD.
You even went like this with your hand when you said a CD. I was like,
oh, I don't know.
Van Hagar?
So I bought a 5-year
certificate
of deposit at 4.5%.
Ooh, that's good.
And I went and looked at it a week later, and it already had $5 interest on the thing. Like, I was all, oh, my God.
This is amazing.
That goes fast. So I guess if you want to, that might be a move to, you can show it to her.
Right.
You can show her and say, this needs to sit for 5 years before we can take the money out.
Right.
But it's yours.
Yep. Which Although, is, it's really generous of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're so stupid to have told her about it.
Yep.
But you did. And so that 15 grand now is, you got to just get it. Don't give it to her. She will fritter it away. She'll think it's things that she needs. In the meantime, they, you know, you live frugally. You live on the money that's coming in. You make it all work for the parents. I'm sure you're already kicking down for the, like, oh my God, the bill this month, I need to, I'm sure you're helping with that already. Oh my God, I need groceries. I'm sure you're giving her money for that. This money is going to be a thing that might actually, and you might not even want to give it to her lump sum at that point. You say, oh, really? You found a place? Okay, well, let me write a check from your account.
Well, that's, I, you know what?
It's your money. Ish.
It's not, though.
Mm.
That's the mistake she's made here. I'm going to give you $15,000 is, well, then that's my money. Give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's created actually something, a full wedge between them. Because, yeah, money sister is sitting everything. There going, you know what I need? New underwear.
People do need that.
How about my money?
Mm. Right.
You know what I need? New shoes.
Oh, I was looking at these earrings.
Where's it? No, no.
Really nice.
You know, I mean, shoes.
Some Jordans.
Not Jordans.
Jordans. Oh, yeah, we've got to do our push-ups.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh,
reminds me, because yesterday this, yeah. he was wearing Jordans. He was like, I can't do push-ups right now. I'm wearing Jordans. I'm like, what?
I don't like, want to crease them.
I can't yeah. crease
what?
Them. I was like, take your fucking shoes off. Let's go.
How come I keep hearing about creasing Jordans?
Because you want to keep them as new as possible. But why? Yeah, I don't know why you're hearing about
that. I read some, just like, this is the first time I've heard it from, like, in the world. But I read something about, like, oh, I got to keep my Jordans from getting creased or something.
Yeah, I don't know where you heard that from.
It sounds like a Rage thing, but I sat next to Rage at the meeting, not you.
No, it was just something.
Yeah, you crease like the, you know, the like the
where your toe bends.
Yeah, we know.
Toe box.
Yeah. You don't want to crease that.
I actually think you do because, you know, you're wearing shoes. You're wearing shoes. Are you actually taking weird steps in order to keep them from?
I don't go. I don't go that far. Far, I guess
you do.
Technically, I guess
just take
you
small
do,
steps.
You know,
you can't walk very like very far.
Yeah, I mean like, you do, but you don't. Steps. You're not. I'm not really that worried. But if I can take a you know kind of a half step, I'll do it.
Oh my lord!
Half steps.
What the fuck?
We gallop sideways.
How about this? Go to Costco and get a pair of Kirkland Signature sneakers.
No, that's not the point.
He wants no one wants
only
those.
Only wear your Jordans. When you're going someplace special, and then it'll be so much longer.
That's what I do, and then I.
So what the fuck are you
special to me?
What now?
Let him do what he wants.
Special.
What if he's here working one day, and Sting comes in, and then Sting's like, "Whoa, the guy with the Jordans."
Exactly. I want to tweak that guy's nipple.
Or Dibs.
Did you have him on the day Dibs was here?
I probably did.
Did he notice?
I don't think.
Yeah, get a nice pair that you can just wear to other. To work.
But, yeah, that's why I wear the Vans when I'm, you know.
Oh,
like this morning, I remembered the push-ups.
No arch support on
you remember the push-ups today.
I remember the push-ups and I put on the Vans.
The
so then I did.
So are you guys going to do your push-ups? How many are you going to do?
We did like six.
What is this? So some kind of calisthenics thing that you guys are both going to get in the habit of doing while you're here?
No, I just know that he was working out and I'm like, hey, let's do it because we both want to work out more. So I was like, hey, let's do 20 incline, 20 decline, 20 regular. That's what we did.
No, that's pretty good.
I'll make it a thing.
Why don't all three of you do it? That sounds
good. Oh, Vinny,
you can certainly join us.
Actually, Vinny's shoulders all messed up.
Yeah, no, my shoulders are good.
Okay, great. Let's do it then.
But I have a knee problem now.
That's going to be up in the air.
I have to go get an x-ray. From here, I'm leaving to go get an x-ray.
Oh, where? In San Francisco somewhere?
No, down San Jose.
Yeah.
Nope. Got to walk in and get an x-ray. And then an MRI.
That sounds so fun.
Oh, I'm so bummed.
Oh, my God.
I need my knee to be fine. It's pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to surf until we get this dealt with. Because if you do it, if you do surf now, you may screw it up for the rest of your life.
You have to. I have an Indian doctor, and she's just this beautiful Indian lady. She's fairly young, too. But when I said, well, I can still surf, right? She just had this like,
no, stupid.
What? And I just, yeah, I guess not. You know, I can't have the knee cap fully slide off and then be in the water trying to swim for my
For your life.
For my life.
Just wrap it up.
Be a bad day for a shark attack. Hey, yeah, don't they have those pull-on knee braces that sort of hold everything in place?
You know what's weird? I put on a knee brace. I bought one over the weekend just to see, you know, if that would feel better, and then it still slipped one at one time, and I went, well, that's not worth it, because everything was swelling up underneath it, you know, like your ankles.
Because it's total compression thing, right?
I'm looking at my late, you know, old lady ankles all
cankly up.
Yep. And I went, oh boy, that can't be good. Yeah. And my knee's still slipping. Forget it.
Damn.
I'm not having it.
Anyway, back to Uranus.
Oh yeah.
We actually had left Uranus when
we're back. Yeah.
Back where?
We're back at Uranus. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Actually, we were talking about this lady and her $15,000.
Oh,
yeah. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to add to this? Like, what should she do with this money?
She really fucked up by spilling the beans.
She fucked up by spilling the beans.
I feel like
Agreed.
She's dangling a carrot in front of her sister's head now.
It is a weird
thing. I really like what Vinny said about saying here's the investment and you're going to get this down the line. But also, it might be easier just to give it to her. Even though it's not the best.
I'd just give it to her. That's what I'd do. And if she fritters it away or whatever word you use, that's her problem, and there isn't another gift. But like, that would be my speech, would be, this is the one gift I've got for you. I would suggest putting it in a CD or a high interest savings account and not touching it. But if you want to blow it on new shoes and underwear and things you think you need, that's on you. But there won't be a second installment. This is the whole amount.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I like Vinny's idea. Yeah.
I would be like, I'm not going to manage my sister constantly going, where's my money?
Yeah, I think that if the next time she asks that, you say, I put it into a 5-year certificate of deposit. And here's how much it is already. Look, $5 more.
What did the headline read again?
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, you blew it.
You did blow it, but you can. I think it's retrievable. You just have to say in no uncertain terms, you can't have that money until you need it to move. Like, that money's coming for you. That'll be a nice little safety net for you down the line. But here's why you can't have it, because I invested it in a timed thing. So stop asking me about it.
Damn.
Brutal. You're hardcore.
Yeah, you are.
Well,
you're gnarly.
That's because I don't actually have to say it to anyone.
Yeah,
right.
It's true. Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, good luck braver. With that. You know, or
here we go.
All right.
Hold on.
Or.
Dad, stop the presses.
Here's what you do.
All right.
I don't know why we don't, you know.
Just lie.
No, no, no. Oh, okay. Like,
oh, I gambled it away.
Yeah.
No, uh-huh. Look, you go like yeah. this. You go, all right, look, I'm going to tell you how this is going to go. I'm putting 10,000 in a CD, a 5-year CD. You're not going to see that for 5 years. So just forget it. Here's 5,000. Take
nice.
Five now. You got
make it last.
10 earning interest every day for you for when it's done in 5 years. And then after the 5 years, if your parents are still whatever, that's give her the goddamn money.
Give her the damn money.
And get off it. You blew it. You opened your yap too soon.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or you know could just lie. What if, like, you just go, when it's time to get the money, you go, oh, no!
Broke my leg.
Nah, I gotta pay for surgery!
It never works.
Spend it all on hookers.
He tries. It's a good try, but it just doesn't work.
He really, you know, the good thing is, though, he's entertaining himself. Like, okay. No one has more fun on this show than Bryn.
That's true. I do love this place.
Well, that's good.
All right, let's go.
I broke my leg.
Our pet's heads are falling off.
Yeah, our pet's heads are falling off. I broke my leg. I don't have any fucking money. 15 grand. It's my money.
Okay. Thanks for listening. The weirdness just continued right into the fucking secret show.
Yep. It was like impossible. Off the deep end from go.
Possible to get anything done around here. Yeah. Just, you know what? I'm just...
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Okay.
Okay.
Right. That worked!
Goodbye.
I'm leaving.
You know that worked!
Send your stuff to Bryn at RadioAlice.com.